USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bipartisan bill aimed at addressing the southern border crisis will reportedly be introduced Thursday by Senators John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona. The bill would address the surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, attempt to streamline migrant asylum claims in a timely manner, and deter those unlikely to be approved. One Border Patrol agent tells Fox News what needs to be done to fix the problem.
It starts with the President of the United States. He needs to prioritize this border, all our borders, and there's consequences for breaking our laws.
The record number of people attempting to infiltrate the United States has exponentially grown since President Biden relaxed most laws regarding illegal immigration through executive order. Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, introduced legislation for corporations that try to run our democracy. The Trust Busting for the 21st Century Act would ban all mergers and acquisitions by companies with a market value over $100 billion. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What's going on with the new Green Deal? Tim Berg reports.
Senator Ed Markey and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are reintroducing the Green New Deal. The proposal, even with Democrats in control of the House and Senate by a slim majority, does face massive hurdles on Capitol Hill, some moderate Democrats voicing opposition to it, and it would require support from 10 Republican senators to reach President Biden's desk. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, as you can imagine, no fan of the Green New Deal.
Her Green New Deal, the full Green New Deal, is $93 trillion. $93 trillion is $600,000 for every single household in America. I've got a suggestion for the Democrats. See if they can find 10 households willing to contribute $600,000, and the only caveat is their names can't be things like Zuckerberg or Gates. If they're not billionaires, I challenge them to find 10 households willing to do that. They can't.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One border state governor is tired of waiting for federal help at the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. He's sending in the National Guard. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over an influx of illegal immigrant crossings. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. The current conditions at the border have led Congressman Chip Roy to push legislation to the House floor to force the Biden administration to enforce one of President Trump's major border policies. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he took the move because the White House has failed to do anything meaningful.
I filed a discharge petition of my friend Yvette Harrell's bill to require Title 42, the CDC's requirement and guidelines that we protect against the influx of pandemics into the United States, that we resume enforcing that, which the Biden administration has refused to do. So now we will force a vote on the floor of the House if we can get up to 6 Democrat colleagues to agree that we should secure our border and fight against the spread of the pandemic.
When Michigan's St. Clair County held a walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinic last week with 1,600 shots at the ready, only about 800 people signed up in advance. A quarter of the available shots went unused. Tara Smith, an epidemiologist at Kent State University, says we're starting to hit a wall in some areas where most of the people who are anxious to get vaccinated have already gotten their vaccines, and the rest are either considering or have decided against it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.